And finally, Hannah Critchlow surveys safety.
This week, we take a deep breath and sniff out the answer to this question that Calland wrote in with.
Is there a safe way to consume nicotine? Is smoking tobacco a lot worse for your health than snuff?
So what are the relative harms of nicotine-containing products? Are patches safer than e-cigarettes? Is snuff safer than smoking? We crack into the data with Professor Nutt.
Hello, my name is David Nutt. I'm a psychopharmacologist from Imperial College in London, and I'm also chair of the Independent Scientific Committee on Drugs. And we've recently done quite a detailed analysis of the relative harms of different nicotine and tobacco-containing products. We use this new technique of multi-criteria decision analysis to try to understand the relative harms of drugs and to make more rational, sensible decisions about what we do with drugs, including tobacco.
Well, he's perfectly placed to provide the answer to this question of the week, then.
So people often say, you know, is snuff or snus, as it's known in Sweden and popular in Sweden, is that safer than cigarettes? And the answer is it's very much safer. Recent data suggests that snus is about 20 times safer than cigarettes. And there are many reasons for this. The first is it's actually a specially prepared form of tobacco that has taken out most of the carcinogens that are added to tobacco and cigarettes to make them smoke better. The second is it's not smoked, it doesn't get in the lungs, and there's no carbon monoxide to damage the heart.
So snuff is considerably safer than smoking cigarettes. But what about electronic cigarettes, which vaporise nicotine and deliver it to the lungs?
So these also look to be very much safer than conventional cigarettes, and possibly even safer than snus itself.
And what about the passive risk of e-cigarettes for those around the smoker?
The current situation with e-cigarettes is that we think they have a much lower propensity to cause harm to other people as well as to the user. It's not been extensively studied, but you certainly don't get the contamination of the air, the carcinogens that you get from smoked cigarettes. Whether there's enough nicotine floating around to actually cause a degree of pharmacological action on people in the vicinity of e-cigarettes is not yet known, but I would be surprised if they had anything like as big a problem as passive smoking as to current cigarettes.
And partly because of this, patches are deemed to be safest of them all. If you'd like further details, visit the Independent Science Committee on Drugs website. Now, closing the show, let's sleep on this question that Martin Taper wrote in with.
I've been affected by the moon all my life. I medicate myself to sleep in a full moon, otherwise I don't sleep. I am also affected by air pressure in a similar way. When the air pressure is high and it's full or near full moon, I'm unable to sleep with that medication, and if I do partially sleep, I have wild dreams. When the opposite is the case, I sleep like the dead. Is there a scientific explanation for this?
So could the phase of the moon affect how you sleep? Or could air pressure affect the content of your dreams?
Hannah Critchlow. And if you can help Hannah, then please send in your thoughts, comments or experiences to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can also tweet @nakedscientists or find us on our Facebook page. That is it for this week. The answer to the quiz question, we think that there are something like 100 billion galaxies in the known universe, although with the recent discovery of dwarf galaxies, that number may be 10 times higher. Thank you to all of our citizen science contributors this week, and also to Dominic Ford for joining me. The production was by Kate Lamble. Next time, we're exploring the science of sleep. What is it for? I mean, after all, we spend a third of our lives doing it, so it must be for some reason. Join us next week to find out. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. My name's Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.